Joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Jack Lavin. Jack is the president and CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, previously served as a chief of staff for a previous governor. He was chief operating officer for the state of Illinois, director of the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, and he's not clock challenged.
Rick, thanks for having me here.
Well, thank you, Jack.
It was difficult finding the right time this morning to get here, but I'm glad to be here.
Well, we appreciate it. You're relatively new in this position. Tell me, you know, what are you finding? We seem to be doing relatively well as far as a business climate in the city and attracting business. Tell me about the job.
Yeah, Rick, thanks. So far, so good. 3 months in at the Chicagoland Chamber, and things are going well. And, you know, really, we recently did our small business survey outlook this past January. Wintrust, we worked with them in Loyola School of Business. And one of the findings of that survey is just the confidence of our small business owners in the Chicagoland regional economy, more so than Illinois, more so than the United States. So we really are having a moment here in Chicago where the economy is doing well, businesses are doing well, and we're looking at fixing some of our assets like O'Hare and making it better. And all these things are good for business. And so we're very excited about what's happening in the regional economy.
And I'm curious because I would tend to wonder if it wouldn't be the opposite, just given the turmoil that we've seen at the state level as far as without a budget and a lot of small businesses being vendors to the state. And obviously now we have a budget. Maybe that's improved attitudes here, but still a tumultuous political climate. We've got issues of finance and stability here in the city of Chicago as well. But that business optimism is surprising to me.
Yeah, well, I think you're seeing, you know, the biggest challenge for businesses is talent acquisition. And when we survey our members and talk to our members, more than 70% say we got to acquire the right talent to grow. And what you're seeing in urban areas, especially Chicago, is people want to be here. They want to live here. It's a great quality of life. So the talent is here, and so the companies are coming here and growing here. And when you see companies moving, we have 34 Fortune 500 corporate headquarters here in Chicagoland. And why is that? We have a great quality of life. We have a great pool of talent. We have world-class university education institutions. And we have airports like O'Hare, which, you know, when you have to be able to go anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world to sell your product, or cargo has to move through, or business travelers are coming in, when we have those kinds of assets, we can do real well in the regional economy here in Chicagoland.
And I have to think that O'Hare has to rank as one of the top assets in trying to sell Chicago.
O'Hare is definitely one of the top assets. And so, like, for example, in the Amazon competition, one of their top things that they asked about was O'Hare, and we have a dual airport, Midway and O'Hare. That's great. That helps businesses have come in and go through, cargo come in and go through. Our members, over 60%, say, what's the key to growth? It's proximity to an airport. So really, the airport is a key economic engine for our economy and for the growth of our economy.
So what would this proposed expansion mean as far as the city, as far as using O'Hare, and as far as the business climate?
Right. Well, the expansion, it's an $8.5 billion expansion, creating or enabling 60,000 jobs over the next few years. I really want to congratulate Mayor Emanuel and his team, because it's more than just those construction jobs. This helps the whole business community. It helps us, you know, we've had record tourism. It will help us continue to grow that. We've had record cargo come through Chicagoland. And we have to have business travelers come through. We're going to have a great convention here in 2018. So this is a multiplier effect throughout the economy, creating jobs. And what is this doing? It's creating more gate space. It's giving us a more efficient way to have international travel or travelers come through by having the first ever global alliance hub in the country, where You can travel domestically and internationally seamlessly. All these things, better baggage claim, better security, all the things that trouble travelers as they go through. So it's going to make it a much more efficient airport and make the volume of passengers coming through much bigger and more efficiently, and especially internationally.
Well, I was just going to say, because I think people overlook the international concept. You know, we're more worried about, you know, Blackhawks flying to Boston or something like that. But the fact that I still don't think a lot of people in their own minds, they hear the term global city, but don't realize really the global connections that Chicago has.
Absolutely. We're a global city. We're a world-class city. And it's important on two sides on the international. A, for business. We have companies that are international companies that have to be here in the Chicagoland region. Caterpillar just moved up here, ADM. They need to get people all over the world, and so that's really important for business. But also one area that we is a key part of our economy is conventions and business travelers and business meetings and tourism. And one place where we've can do better is international tourism. And when international people come here and travel, they stay longer, they spend more money, it helps our hotels, our retailers, our restaurants, and that part of it is going to really help us continue to be a global city and a world-class city.
I think this also points to, and while this is kind of the city's initiative, but just the need and the constant need to redo infrastructure.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's you were in charge of the last capital program the state of Illinois had, and it kind of confounds me about how, yeah, you got to pay for it, understood, but it's something that you accept that you're going to have to bond out over a series of years, but the return on it is going to last for a series of years. And it confounds me because that seems to be the easiest thing to do in a political climate, yet we don't have one here at the state of Illinois. You can see what's going on in Washington over let's talk private partner, public partnership, whatever, and that the feds really don't want to put a lot of money into anything. But it seems confounding because everybody gets to see a demonstrated return on investment when it comes to capital improvements.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we had in 2010, we hadn't had a capital bill in 10 years. There was lots of distrust on both sides of the aisle. The previous governor created some of that. And we all said, 10 years is too long. We have to have this infrastructure bill, and we need to keep doing it. And here we are almost 8 years later, and we haven't had that next bill. And people don't really think about it. But to be competitive, for our region, Chicagoland region, to be competitive, we have to have the infrastructure. You think, oh, how does O'Hare help? Well, O'Hare helps us be more competitive in this world economy, which is getting smaller and smaller. And if we aren't investing in this asset, it is an asset, we are not going to do well. When we talk to our businesses, our members of the Chicagoland Chamber, two things come up: proximity to an airport and mass transit. And mass transit, we need mass transit. 120,000 more people are working in the downtown area than there were 8 years ago. Well, how are we getting people down here? How are we moving them through? This is all about making sure our businesses are staying competitive and that we can attract workers. And in order to do that, we have to have the infrastructure that can give our economy the best avenue to grow and continue to grow into the future.
We're speaking with Jack Lavin. He's the president and CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. I'm Rick Pearson. It's 7:47 on Central Daylight Time on this Time Change Sunday. You're listening to the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin, 7:51 Central Daylight Time. We're speaking with Jack Lavin. He's president and CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. And so, Jack, you did this small business survey. They're appreciating. I mean, one of the things I was always told is businesses appreciate stability. And I'm not sure these are the most stable of times. So that optimism that they're kind of showing for the city is again, very surprising.
Yeah, our small businesses are very optimistic. Over 70% of them expect to see revenue increases. Over 60% expect to hire full or part-time people next year. But that's not a given. We have a mid-market survey coming out April 5th. DLA Piper's hosting it. We get some of the same results. There's an optimism. But one of their key concerns is government regulation. And if we don't make sure that we take care of that and not put put burdensome government regulations on these businesses, we're going to be in trouble. One of the things out there is this mandatory scheduling where businesses have to schedule their hourly workers 2 weeks out. Who in restaurants and retail schedules 2 weeks out? And if you change that schedule within 2 weeks, you have to pay a penalty to. And if we do that, we're just going to hurt our small businesses, our mid-sized businesses that are out there working hard trying to make revenue and create jobs. And if we have these burdensome regulations, we're just going to hurt our businesses and jobs.
As the economy is doing well for small business, though, are there also wage pressures starting to show up as far as pressure on paying wages?
There's pressure on wages, and you know the city and the county have passed minimum wage increases. But I think you see overall in the economy, wages have not taken off. They are starting to increase. But I think, you know, there's so much competition out there that we just need to make sure that government regulations and things like mandatory scheduling, which some might call the Wage and Hour Reduction Act, that we're not burdening them with other regulations which increase the cost of doing business. If you have to schedule 2 weeks out, you're going to tend to maybe schedule less people, but then you may not serve your customers as well. All these things cumulatively add up to a higher cost of doing business, and that won't help us create jobs here in Chicago.
I wanted to also ask you about the James Tyree Emerging Business Leadership Award. I know that that's something that the Chamber does each year.
Yeah, each year we do this, and WGN is great in helping us put the word out. It's the James Tyree Emerging Business Leadership Award. It has a $50,000 cash prize for you emerging businesses out there. The Chamber works with CIBC Bank and Mesirow Financial to give the award. It's named after the former CEO, James Tyree of Mesirow Financial. And it's given to the emerging business leader that has a business that's growing, but it's also demonstrated community and philanthropic values. So you can apply and find out information at our website, chicagolandchamber.org. The deadline is in 2 weeks. The announcement of the winner is at the Chicagoland Chamber's June 5th annual meeting. And we're very excited about it. One of our winners a couple of years ago was Vanille, a French pastry shop. President is Sophie Evanoff. They used the prize money to provide health benefits for all her staff. And I was at a Comcast technology forum on a panel with Mayor Daley last week, and Vanille and Sophie Evanoff catered the event. So we're helping our small businesses grow in many ways.
Well, everybody, and we hear it in this political climate from all the candidates about small business being the backbone of the economy, but it really is the job driver.
It absolutely. 46% of our workers, 2.4 million people, are employed by small businesses. So if we help our small businesses grow and provide a positive economic environment for them to grow, then the whole economy is going to grow.
Well, and as we talk about the region here, that's great. But there's a lot of areas in the rest of the state that, I mean, I wrote this story about the politics of downstate for these gubernatorial candidates, and we're seeing this kind of increasing divide in this state. You know the state as well as I do. Just about, there's always in the downstate kind of a feeling that Chicago gets everything. It gets all the attention. It gets taken care of, all that kind of thing. And to me, it seems like, you know, we've got to reevaluate what business means in the other 96 counties in the state outside the Chicago metropolitan area.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Chicago is the hub of the Midwest. Chicagoland is an economic engine, but there's lots of opportunity for places all over the state to grow. I think you opened our whole segment about President Trump and the tariffs. We're for open and free trade, and I think that's the best thing for Illinois. Some of what President Trump is talking about is going to hurt some of our companies, both our large companies like Ford and Caterpillar, but also a lot of our farmers in all parts of Illinois and the agriculture sector across Illinois. These tariffs could turn into a trade war and could hurt us. So we need to continue to make sure that we're not creating government regulation that's going to hurt businesses. And so, you know, a lot of that is small business. We also have our Exchange 2018, which is April 18th, and that helps our small businesses. It's a way for small business to showcase themselves. We get over 700 people, 100 businesses. It's an opportunity for networking and showcasing their business, and we're going to have a great panel on the business of entertainment with Mark Kelly, who's the Commissioner of Cultural Affairs and Special Events for the City of Chicago. So we have a lot of great things coming up with the Chicagoland Chamber to help businesses grow and create jobs.
Jack, for more information on the Chamber?
Come to our website at chicagolandchamber.org.
Jack Lavin, President and CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, thank you as always. Appreciate speaking to you again.
Thanks for having me on, Rick. I really enjoyed it.